From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The latest advisory out of the National Hurricane Center has a forecast track that's looking a whole lot better for South Florida, and actually most of the U.S. East Coast. It could still become a tropical depression, and it should go near Haiti and the Dominican Republic as early as tonight. But somewhere around the southeast Bahamas, the models show it making a hard turn to the north, well east of South Florida. Only one model shows it anywhere near the U.S., and that would be much farther up the Atlantic seaboard. South Florida scientists who've been asking for a meeting with Governor Rick Scott got it. The governor didn't say much about that get-together, but now the scientists want to have their say. Gina Jordan reports they're using the internet to get out their message.
Seas are projected to rise at least 2 to 4 feet by the turn of the century. University of Miami atmospheric science professor Ben Kurtman says they're rising now. He cites frequent flooding along Alton Road and Miami Beach when there's no rain.
Projections out to 2100 for sea level rise depend on what we decide as a society to do with burning of fossil fuels. Human activities are going to determine what the future sea level rise is going to be.
Two other Florida scientists participated in a webinar hosted by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. They say they would have liked more time with the governor, and they're frustrated that the science of climate change has been turned into a political debate. They say the best action to take now is to reduce or eliminate coal-fired power plants. Florida has 15. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Electric bills could go down for Florida Power and Light customers next year. Not by much, but still down. FPL says its typical 1,000 kilowatt-hour residential customer bill will decrease by nearly $2 a month next January. FPL says it's due to lower customer charges for nuclear development, conservation, purchase power, and other non-fuel costs, such as environmental costs. Fuel charges are projected to increase slightly. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?